This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Aaron Rodgers has spoken today and asked what he's looking forward to most on this trip to Ireland. Brooke Pryor tweets his answer was Guinness. It's his favorite beer.
I'm looking at a clip right now that Jeff just posted. You can check it out on our social channels at 93.7 The Fan on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. And there's a clip of Mike Tomlin standing behind Cassidy Wood, standing right next to my guy Riley Holsinger, I went to Waynesburg with, while Rodgers gives that answer.
That he was
Guinness
in my class.
Is his favorite beer.
Yeah, Guinness
Riley
is his
was
favorite
in your
beer.
Class. Yeah, he's a good man.
Guinness on tap is my favorite beer in the world, says Rodgers. Great answer.
And there's Tomlin watching right next to the Erie News Now camera. And he gives a little look to the camera guy. That's funny.
And Brooke Pryor also reports Rodgers, who was linked to the Vikings throughout free agency, reiterated today that things, quote, never progressed beyond catch-up conversations, meaning they were catching up, not conversations about catch-up limits.
Oh, I mean, this is a very popular area to talk about catch-up, though.
With Kevin O'Connell, who said he's been friends with O'Connell since 2008. Do you think the Vikings wish that they had pursued it harder?
I do.
Do you think Rodgers wishes he was maybe on the Vikings?
Yeah, that's a better roster. That division is also better given the Burrow injury now. I mean, hindsight's obviously 20/20, but I mean, if I was Rodgers and I'm in the current moment, I would rather be on the Vikings, especially with an offensive coach, too. I imagine he'd take Kevin O'Connell over Artie, even though him and Artie had a pre-existing relationship.
Well, here's what I know, or at least what I think I know, and that is just what Tomlin said yesterday, that the Vikings are more of a threat with Carson Wentz than they were with J.J. McCarthy.
I believe it.
I think Tomlin was right there. Like, he wasn't blowing smoke or diverting anything. He was right. Having said that, you don't trust Carson Wentz, do you?
No, not really.
This guy could implode. This guy, the last time we saw him as a regular in the NFL, was a turnover machine. I think he had 15, or was it 9 interceptions and 6 fumbles? So 15 turnovers, basically, in something like 9 games for Washington. The last time he started any appreciable number of games.
Who do you trust more, or maybe who do you trust less? Carson Wentz with Kevin O'Connell, or the way that the Steelers' defense is currently playing?
Good question, but I think that if the Steelers can find a way to get to him, they're going to get the football a few more times. I do believe that. Now, that may work both ways, right? Because Brian Flores is probably going to find his way, his guys, into a couple turnovers. I think the Vikings are rightfully favored here by 2.5 points, but something tells me that this is going to be I just don't trust Carson. Neither does anybody else trust Carson Wentz. That's why he hasn't really been anybody's starter in 3 years or so.
One thing that is keeping me a little bit hesitant on picking this game right now, and I'm really back and forth on it, do you give any credence to it's the Steelers going to Ireland, what it means for the Rooney family, and all the emotional aspects
sure.
of this game? Because
sure.
I do. I think that weighs on.
Is this going to look like a Steeler home game? Do the Vikings, do they travel? Will they have a decent contingent there? Or is this going to look like Super Bowl 40 in Detroit, where I was in the building and it felt like it was 99% Steeler fans?
Yeah, I feel like Minnesota will have some fans there, whether it's a 75-25 type of split. that might end up being the case. Like, I've seen pictures of Steeler bars, Steeler pubs, I guess, in Ireland that have just flooded the streets with Steelers gear that some of the reporters are putting out there. I saw Nick Faribault was putting some stuff out there already about just the contingent of Steeler fans. There's a lot.
I see where Sister Jean is retiring from campus duties at Loyola. She's 106 limits. I'm not even sure I want to live that long. Now, she apparently has had pretty good health, at least, you know, her mental, her acuity is there. She's been in a wheelchair for a while. She seems just like a happy person, but 106? So what year was she born? Can you do the math on that?
That means that she would be born in
1918?
18, yes.
Or 1919. I mean, well, that is incredible.
2025 minus 106, 1919.
1919.
That's the year my grandfather was born.
That was the year Ron Cook started covering sports.
It was actually 1893 when he covered the Teal Allegheny first game.
Who invented, wasn't the first college football game ever played at Rutgers, I believe?
Yes, the birthplace of college football, they call it.
Yeah, I remember a lead one time Pitt lost there. I said, this is the site of the first college football game ever played, and thanks to Pitt on Saturday, the worst college football game. You like that lead, Limits?
That's why you're the savvy old news hound.
That's why Riley Holsinger learned a lot from me in my writing class at Waynesburg.
That's why he is as successful as he is, because he took that class.
Nice
that's
kid.
Why I am taking your class every day.
Very bright, very bright and friendly kid. Did you find that to be true? You remind me of him, and he reminds me of you. You guys are friends?
We are friends, yeah. I like Riley. He listens to the show a lot.
I'm heartened and happy to hear that. Hunter Green against Skeens tonight. I can't get my mind off this. They could deal a lethal blow practically to the Reds, because if the Mets, are the Mets playing tonight? If the Mets win tonight, and since he loses, they fall two games back. They have the tiebreaker, though.
They
Terry
do.
Francona has the tiebreaker. I'm just going to be riveted to this, and I'm going to be imagining what it would be like for Paul Skeens to play in a big game for the Pirates.
Oh, and the Mets play the Cubs tonight. So, I mean, that's a big series for New York, because the Cubs are obviously the number one wild card right now, and I think they still have some division aspirations. Milwaukee might have clinched, actually, already. But the Mets, I mean, after this, they play the Marlins. That should be a series that is favorable for them to be able to win that, even though Miami's played a little bit better as of late.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, their final series, they got to play over the weekend against the Brewers. So it's going to be a tough road for Cincinnati. If they lose this game to Skeens, then they have to go play Milwaukee.
They might
not get in.
It's going to be a great atmosphere, and it'll feel like a playoff game, at least for one of the teams. But if you're the other team, then you're immersed in that atmosphere too. I can't wait to watch Skeens tonight.
I'm dialed in.
And then I can't help but think about the future.
Yeah.
And what Zangrilli told us, were you as surprised as me? He thinks there's only a 40% chance that Don Kelly comes back. I think it's 95, but I don't know as much as him.
Well, I think it does really depend on the GM. Like, is it Benetton? If it is Charrington, then I think you're looking at probably right around your slot at 95, probably around that area, and they run it back. I don't want them to do that. Like, if they keep Kelly, I'd be fine with it. Charrington, you have to make a move. Like, seriously, we're going to grasp at straws, 20 games under 500. Oh, well, they finished the season a little bit better, beating Atlanta, who's terrible this year. Oh, well, they beat the Reds.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No. Change something, please.
Wait, you want them to change managers?
I want them to change general managers.
Oh, yeah. So
and I would be okay if they changed managers. I like Don Kelly. I would be okay if they brought him back, yeah. But I'm very curious to see what else is out there.
Maybe Charrington is too, and that was Dan's point. All right, Maurkice Pouncey, David DeCastro, among 13 players in their first year of eligibility, nominated as modern era candidates for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, there's still some Steelers who are backlogged here, who are on hold. Hines Ward, James Harrison, James Ferrier, among the 128 modern era candidates. Man, I'm still, and I've done this rant 1,000 times, angry that Hines Ward isn't in the Hall of Fame. Legitimately angry. He's one of the best all-around football players I've ever seen. Peter King, when he put together his all-time team of since King started covering football in like the mid-1980s or whatever, Hines Ward was one of his receivers.
Wow.
He told me that he votes for Hines Ward. He said he unequivocally, he's a Hall of Famer, the best blocking receiver I ever saw. And then people will tell you Hines doesn't have the numbers. Yes, he does. He has 1,000 catches, bunches of touchdowns, and he was a prolific postseason performer.
I mean, Super Bowl MVP.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm angry. What about James Ferrier? I think James Ferrier is one of the most underrated players that I've ever seen anywhere at any time. He was a great football player.
Yeah,
not good, great.
I feel like, did Ferrier have enough longevity? He's probably one of the main leaders in the Hall of Very,
I don't think
very
he should,
good.
He probably shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I'm saying people who disregard him, cast him off without even thinking about it, are doing a disservice, they're not considering a guy. And again, it's based on who's in. James Ferrier played 230 games in the NFL limits. He is double figures in interceptions, forced fumbles, sacks, quarterback hits, tackles for loss. He's up around 100 tackles. He's up around 1500 sacks. He's got 35.5, 12 forced fumbles, 11 interceptions. I did a study on that once. How many people are double figures in all those stats? Force fumbles, fumble recoveries, interceptions, and sacks. It's not a ton of guys.
No.
Do you know that, Limits?
No, it's really not a ton of guys at all. And, you know, I think that obviously Ferrier is probably somebody that got overshadowed by, you know, James Harrison and all the success that he had on that defense.
I'll tell you what else happened to him.
Troy.
For sure, I agree with you there. I'll tell you what else happened to James Ferrier. It's not that often that a defensive player of the year who had a long, prolific career like Ferrier did is not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I think of Randy Gradishar, for example, who I believe finally got in with like the veterans category. In 2004, James Ferrier barely missed, and only the great Ed Reed kept him from a defensive player of the year. Ed Reed had 20 votes. Ferrier had 14.
Wow.
That was a close vote, and Ferrier was spectacular that season.
Yeah, very close.
Four interceptions that year. Ed Reed had 9. That's the problem. Ed Reed was Ed Reed. Dwight Freeney was right behind those two guys. So Ferrier finished ahead of Dwight Freeney in a year where Freeney had 16 sacks, finished ahead of Ray Lewis, ahead of Julius Peppers. People knew how great James Ferrier was. And if he got that award that year, I think he might be in the Hall of Fame.
Could I add one more note in the final minute?
Please.
So I started watching the America's Team documentary on Netflix with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And oh my word.
Just is it good?
The first episode.
Yeah.
Made me learn so much about Jerry and why Jerry Jones is the way that he is.
Made you like him more or like him less?
Well, like him significantly less.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Because, one, it's how he took over the Cowboys and basically said, yep, we'll push you to the curb, Tom Landry. Goodbye. Here comes Jimmy Johnson.
Well, you can't blame him for that.
I don't know. I agree with the move. the way he handled it was they called it the Saturday evening massacre, or the Saturday afternoon massacre was the name of the actual episode. And Jerry was saying about it's all about the show. And that's what I see right now with the Cowboys. It's not about winning. All about the show.
Yes, but that's become the bigger motivation, it seems, for him. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Rainy today and a high of 72. Jerry Mullins, a low of 64. Edmund Nelson. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Good night, Limits.
Good night, Joe.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.